The district and FTA have been bargaining about issues including teacher compensation, school safety, and class size. The FTA has put 18 articles on the table. The district has said it's making concessions in many of these areas, but the two sides are still at odds.
What are we looking for? We're looking for systemic change, holistic change, and either things are good for students or they're not.
Manuel Bonilla is a teacher at McLean High School and a volunteer member of the FTA's bargaining team. At this time, the FTA and district have moved to the fact-finding phase of the bargaining process. A fact-finding panel is scheduled to convene early next month and review both groups' proposals, then issue a report of their findings. If an agreement is still not reached, then the FTA can strike.
Teachers do not want to strike. The district is pushing us down this road because they refuse to come into the bargaining table to really have discussion, and not just have discussion, but take action to improve our classrooms.
Part of what has made the bargaining process difficult is that the FTA claims the district is being untruthful about how much the current teacher salaries in Fresno are compared to other districts. Superintendent Bob Nelson hopes the fact-finding session will provide an independent voice on the accuracy of those claims.
Fact-finding is designed to do exactly that, strip away all of the rhetoric and all of the hype that might be associated around any of the situation at hand.
The district is committed to implementing any major recommendations from fact-finding. So far, the union is opposed to doing the same.
If that goes against the district and there's really money there that was somehow we were untruthful about, if that's the perception, then hey, we'll turn around and we'll make that a part of our offer.
Dr. Thomas Holyoke is a professor of political science at Fresno State. Holyoke says that while both sides share the goal of educating students, the main division is over the approach and priority of resources.
My guess is that we're seeing a lot of posturing right now by both sides. And we're at a point where I think both sides are trying to maneuver for maximum advantage.
Holyoke says one thing that makes a teacher strike different from other labor unions is it directly affects the lives of children.
When teachers strike, that means education of children is not going on. And fortunately, the longer a strike goes on, the more children actually do get hurt because, you know, they're not being educated or they're not being well educated.
The school board passed an emergency resolution this week that gives the superintendent special tools in the event of a strike, like the ability to recruit and potentially pay more than usual to substitute teachers. Nelson says it's a cautionary measure.
I mean, the resolution is really a matter of course. It's kind of an equal opposite response to a vote on behalf of the association to strike. And I think this is the board's kind of response to say, you know, we're going to keep our schools open.
So how do parents feel that teachers might be leaving the classroom for a strike? Deanna Anderson, a Hamilton K-8 elementary school parent, says that she wants to support the teachers. She's considering keeping her daughter home during a strike.
My daughter's here. She has perfect attendance since first grade. It would really stink for her to miss it, but to support the teachers, I would rather her be at home because they're not going to learn anything from a sub.
Kara Gadbury is also a Hamilton elementary parent. Gadbury isn't too worried about the strike because, she says, the teachers are fighting to improve the education of their kids.
And I don't think that there's going to be a big problem because they're not going to just leave us in the lurch because they're doing this because they love our kids so much.
Today's marathon bargaining session takes place over a week before the fact-finding panel will convene on November 6th and 7th. It's possible that a tentative agreement could be reached before then, and both groups are cautiously optimistic. In Fresno, I'm Laura Satsui.